Good afternoon, Dr. Schneider. Dictating a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Bonnie Terrell. This goes to Dr. Gauthier. On 3/7/23, Mrs. Terrell performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired, and there was very severe airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period. The air velocity index was greater than 1. However, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study, dated 11/22/22, there's been no significant change, period, in a paragraph impression. Very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, period. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Nicholas Terrell. This goes to Dr. Gauthier on 3/7/23. Mr. Terrell performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction, more pronounced at lower lung volumes, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/22/22, there's been no significant change, period, in a paragraph impression, minimal to moderate, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next is a six-minute walk test on Claudia Pettersson, P-E-T-T-E-R-S-O, and this goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 3/7/23, Mrs. Pettersson performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her urinary saturation was 94%, period. Patient did achieve 350 meters, and at the end of the walk, saturation was 89%, period. At 2 minutes and 34 seconds, her O2 sat dropped 88% transiently. She recovered spontaneously and finished the test, period. New paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without significant demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Arthur Neelan, N-E-A-L-L-N. This goes to Dr. Kellerman. On 3/7/23, Mr. Neelan performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate to severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/9/22, there has been some deterioration, period. The current study shows an air velocity index of less than 1, period. Ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. Paragraph impression, moderate to severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, showing progression without bronchial reactivity, period. Next, a six-minute walk test on Jerome Kirkman. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 3/7/23, Mr. Kirkman performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her urinary saturation was 95%, period. After walking 478 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 91%, period, and paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Patricia Clemens. This goes to Dr. Angela Thompson. On 3/7/23, Mrs. Clemens performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a moderate impairment of flow rates, period. The air velocity index was greater than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 3/24/22. There's been some deterioration in flow rates, which may be effort-related. Period of paragraph impression, moderate restriction, without significant airways obstruction, but showing some progression compared to prior study. Period. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Rebecca Davis. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn, as well as Dr. Joshua Winslow. On 3/7/23, Mrs. Davis performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired, and there was a mild degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Although the air velocity index was less than 1, comma, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was also less than 0.8 period. New paragraph, compared to a prior study dated 9-6-22, there's been no significant change. Period. New paragraph, impression moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Dennis Schultz. This goes to Dr. Palagrudo. On 3-7-23, Mr. Schultz performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the postural capacity was minimally impaired. There was a minimal degree of airways obstruction. Period. The air velocity index was less than 1. Period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change. Period. The paragraph, impression mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. And when compared to a prior study dated 9-7-22, there's been slight improvement. Period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Ronald Harper. This goes to the VA. On 3-7-23, Mr. Harper performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry. Period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. And there's a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 9-14-22, there's been no significant change. Period. In a bag of impression moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Period. Thank you.